And we have another caller on the phone. We have Daniel on the phone, I believe. Hi, Daniel.
Hello, Kat. How are you?
I'm good. What is your question for the Naked Scientists?
Okay, so you work out and then your muscles cool down. After your muscles cool down, you tend to get stiff. What's causing that stiffness?
Okay, Chris, what do you think's going on here?
Well, I think that the way muscles work is that you have lots of contractile elements or contractile filaments inside a muscle cell. If you look at these down a microscope, what you see are long threads of one particular kind of material called actin, and they're linked up to another kind of material called myosin. And on the end of the myosin is this thing called a myosin head, and it's like a little ratchet or grappling hook. And the myosin crawls along the actin, making the muscle get shorter. And so every time you contract your muscle, you are pulling these two sets of contractile filaments against each other, relative to each other. And after prolonged exercise, yes, there'll be some potentially some chemical injury to the muscle because of things like lactic acid, because when you exercise a muscle and it can't get enough blood quickly enough, then some of these byproducts build up, including lactic acid. But actually what you do to the muscle is you make some of those fibres tear or break down and become a little bit damaged. And this will release various inflammatory chemicals locally, and the muscle is well supplied with nerve fibres that signal pain and damage. So the presence of these inflammatory chemicals and the presence of damage to the muscle itself triggers a little bit of pain, it triggers a little bit of inflammation, and that in turn triggers a little bit of repair to make good. But the stiffness you experience the next day is because you have stretched all these various elements, and as a result, the repair going on is felt as pain, so that you know to be a bit more careful with the muscle while it's getting better the next day.
It's excellent. Thank you very much. It's an honour, Dr. Smith.
I have a question related to this. So I find I like to do a lot of weightlifting, believe it or not, and I feel fine the day I do it and then the next day. But it's 2 days later, I can't sit down and get up properly. What's going on there?
I think it's probably a similar thing. Most people, it's worn off by 2 days, though, Kat. I think you're just hopelessly
really puny.
There's also what people call a runner's high, which is when you do exercise, you get this release of all these hormones from your brain, which make you feel really, really good. And some of those hormones actually also act as painkillers. So while you've still got those going around your body, they're acting as painkillers. It's not till that's worn off that suddenly you start sort of noticing how much the exercise actually hurt.
So I stop feeling like Wonder Woman and then I can't put my bra on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good point there, Ginny.